All set?
Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't really matter where you sit at this point.
Sorry.
Have a seat.
Okay, you know the drill. If you'd please say your name and school representing and which part you're playing.
I'm Jordan Clark from Warbridge High School, and I am...
Clerk of the Council.
Alex Dominic from CAPE, and I am...
Finance Director.
Tayshawn Doreen from Sussex Technical High School. I'm District 3.
I'm Victoria Hanlon. I'm from CAPE and Logan High School. I'm representing District 4.
Trevor Karpavage. I'm from Dunmore High School. I'm representing District 1 and the President.
Okay.
Billy Parsons, Stonewall Christian High School. I'm representing District 5.
I'm Matt Rogers. I'm from Sussex Technical High School. I'm representing District 2, and I'm the Vice President.
I'm Randy Short. I'm representing Sussex Central High School, and I am the County
Attorney.
Okay,
thank you. All right, the last item for consideration, this is mock session number 6. You will be hearing now from Joe Thomas, who is the Director of Emergency Operations. For your consideration, a grant application approval for emergency shelter improvements. Mr. Thomas?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
As Chip said, I'm Joe Thomas. I'm the Director of Emergency Operations for the county, which is responsible for the 911 dispatch center for the county. We handle anywhere from 105 to 110,000 911 calls a year. We dispatch fire, the ambulance, as well as the paramedics for the county. And then I also am the Director of Emergency Management for the county, which handles the disaster response, which is weather-related events, natural disasters, man-made disasters. I come before you today to seek your approval to submit a grant application to be able to get some funds from the Homeland Security Grant Program from the Department of Homeland Security. If you look at your packet, the first document is a basic overview of the grant program. Basically, the grant program is issued by the federal government, and each state gets allocations of funds that they can utilize to help make their communities more resilient to disasters as well as any acts of terrorism. The fifth page 5 on it actually has the allocation for Delaware, which is just slightly under $3.5 million. Give you some history on where we're at today. During the snowstorm of February of 2010, when we had about over 2 feet of snow in Sussex County, at that certain points in time, we had over 70,000 residents without power. We started entering into a sheltering mode because we had folks that were without power for over a 24-hour period. What we found is that one of the issues that came up is, quite frankly, the facilities that we utilize on the western part of the county, which is the primarily high schools, did not have emergency generator capability. So what we had to do is we were having to open shelters, Sussex Tech, Sussex Central, Indian River, CAPE and Lopen High, those facilities to accommodate folks on the western side of the county as well. So we started looking into that, and we found that in talking to some folks, some of the districts, we had a conversation with Woodbridge School District. We've had conversations with Laurel School District and Seaford School District. Woodbridge was on the verge of building a new high school. And so we were able to, through conversations, develop a plan that we can utilize some of this Homeland Security grant money to actually upgrade, if you will, or enhance their emergency generator capability so that we can utilize that new facility as a shelter when it opens up in the fall of 2014. So the... if you look at the last two pages of the packet I give you, you'll see the first one is actually a piece of an email that I received from the administration of Woodbridge School District. It says there's engineering estimates, and basically they outlaid a plan that for $35,000, they could put an external hookup on the building, which means the county would have to provide a generator, a mobile generator. We bring it into the facility during a shelter operations, and we would basically, I call it plug it in, if you will. Or for $50,000, we could actually give the school district that additional money. They would upgrade their generator to a larger capacity and incorporate the basic parts of the building to which we would need during a sheltering event. So with that said, and then the second page is just some engineering estimates where they actually broke down the figures. And as you can see, option one was the mobile generator, which was $35,000. Option two was to up the generator from 250 kW to 350 kW for approximately $50,000. So we felt that based on the fact that not knowing where the mobile generators in the county fleet would be utilized during a natural disaster where we have the wastewater treatment facilities and what have you, if we could get the $50,000 to have Woodbridge upgrade their generator, it would be a better solution for our needs. So what I'm asking for today is your approval to submit an application for that $50,000 grant money that the county would get after we spend the money up front. Part of the Homeland Security Grant Program is that you have to spend the money up front, provide the documentation back to the federal government that you spent the funds, and then you'll get reimbursed for that full amount. So that's kind of where we are. The other sheet in your packet is I took the liberty of filling out one of the applications. That's what the application looks like. It does not have any signatures on it. That's waiting your approval today if you so choose. So that's kind of where we are today. That's why I'm here, to ask you for $50,000, or the approval to apply for the grant, which would be for $50,000 to upgrade and enhance the generator at Woodbridge High School. I will tell you that I will probably be back before the council in the future to talk about Seaford School District and Laurel School District, because we're in discussions with them as well. Any questions?
How many times historically has it been necessary to go into the high schools for safety precautions and as shelters?
Prior to the last 3 to 4 years, the last time we had sheltered people was 2003, which was during Hurricane Isabel. But since the snowstorms of 2010, we've opened shelters in February of 2010, August of 2011, and September of 2012, October of 2012, I'm sorry, during Hurricane Sandy. So we're seeing an increase of actually having to open shelters, and having that ability to open a shelter on the western side of Sussex County to support that population is pretty significant for us. So that's why we're here today asking for your approval.
Are these generators only used in times where the school is being used as a shelter?
No, actually, most of your schools these days are actually putting generators in to support their own functions, if you will. What this does is allows us to go to the school district. They incorporate those extra funds to add the additional circuits needed to support a shelter operation. So it's not only just for sheltering. The school district uses a generator year-round as well.
How do you select the schools for generation?
We actually look at the facilities that can accommodate the right people. High schools are generally looked at because they're built for adults. You folks are adults. Elementary schools are for small children, so it's kind of hard putting adults into an elementary school. Once we select, and when I say we, the Emergency Management Department actually selects the facilities, the American Red Cross will go out and do what they call a shelter survey. They'll actually figure out how much space they have to utilize the kitchen facilities, showers, what have you, and they'll actually give us an idea of how many people they can house in that shelter during a sheltering operation. When we open a shelter, we open it up to all the population in Sussex County.
So if someone, let's say the coastal areas are being evacuated,
yes,
and you do not open a shelter on the east side because there's concern about it potentially being in harm's way, people from
Absolutely.
The east side may very well be going to a west side shelter.
Yeah, we don't tell people in a specific geographical location you have to go to this particular shelter. You can go. We tell you where the shelters are, and you're more than welcome to go to anyone you want.
So is the mobile generator, is that like a big downfall, vice versa? The
issue with the mobile generator is that One, it's one that the county owns. It's on a trailer on wheels, if you will. It's mounted with wheels. The county has several mobile generators, but those are earmarked for pump stations and the wastewater treatment facilities when they lose power. So the concern is that if we got into a major disaster, a major event, we may not have enough generators to go around. That's frankly my concern. The mobile generator will work. I'm just concerned that we run out of them, so to speak.
You talked about a reimbursement.
Yes.
Of the funds. How soon would we expect to see that?
As soon as the county expends the funds and receives, I call it the return check, if you will, the documentation that the funds have been expended, we turn around and submit that through the State Emergency Management Agency and the federal government, and they turn around and issue us a check. So it's once the paperwork is in place, it's a pretty quick turnaround.
Okay. Since the school is still being built, does this proposal have any changes that have to be made to the school now if we have to accommodate this?
No. We actually were lucky enough to get in early on the planning stages of the facility. I was actually contacted by the superintendent, Heath Chasnoff, and the buildings and grounds gentleman, John Marinucci, who actually brought me into a meeting with the architect engineers, and they proposed the numbers you see in front of you so that this wasn't a surprise, it wasn't an add-on, it was just a matter of us going to them and saying, yes, we want to do it.
Now, will the cost be the same for the Woodbridge as in the other school districts too?
We have, through the county administrator and the administration, talked about offering that same amount of money to the other districts. That's not a finalized number for the other districts, but that's kind of the number we're looking at to offer.
To that point, Mr. Thomas, the cost to each individual school district for the generation capacity, the hardware, what have you, could vary
yes.
from district to district.
It depends, quite frankly, on what the individual school districts already have in place for that generator. They may have circuits already established in their existing generator that we don't need to add, so it may not cost us as much, or it may cost a little bit more. But we're kind of looking at the $50,000 price tag as the average among the other schools.
And you said it's not just going to be used for the shelter, it'll be used, you know.
Well, the generator is used year-round by the school district, but what that does is it ensures that if we decide that we need to open a shelter there, we'll have the facilities and the capabilities to support that operation.
How long do these generators last if they're used year-round for the schools? How long would they
Well, the emergency generator is utilized during when there's power failures. They're not something that will run 24 hours a day, so they very easily could get 20, 30-year lifespan out of a generator with the proper service and maintenance and that kind of thing.
Who would be providing the maintenance? Is that your department? Or
no, sir. We're just providing the funds to make sure the generator is upgraded to support our operation. The generator is owned by the school district, and it's maintained by their maintenance folks.
Okay.
So why can't the school district help fund it too?
Well, the school districts, and they will tell you that their primary mission is to educate children, and that's what they're supporting is the education of children. They have no problem with us utilizing the facility as a shelter, but they're all, as you well know, they're on their own budgets, so it comes down to a dollar figure as far as how much they can expend. So they reached out to us and asked us if we'd be willing to contribute.
School district is still incorporating it into
yes.
its building. So the school district is putting money forth to pay for the generator and the capacity and the hardware that they need. But because the county provides emergency operations services, and because we're the agency that takes the lead on evacuations, sheltering, things of that nature, we have the ability to apply to the federal government and say, hey, can you spare a few bucks for this school district here to help pay for generator's cost? Just in one of your examples, what's the generator costing that district overall, do you know?
It is approximately, the sheet says $190,000.
Okay, so almost $200,000 for the equipment that that district needs to put in the generator. The county would act on their behalf in asking the federal government to contribute up to $50,000 of that cost. So that would cut the price for the school district and how much they would then have to come up with on their own, correct?
Yes. And let me clarify if I didn't make it clear. The facilities, the school districts are already planning on putting generators in. We're not asking them to put a new one in for us. They're already planning on putting generators in. We're just asking them to make sure they incorporate the right circuits and areas of the school we'd need for sheltering. That's why we're supplementing that cost.
Frankly, the right size, because they may plan to put in a generator that only supports enough to send power to a few limited areas of the building. If we need a building for sheltering purposes, then the gymnasium, the cafeteria, all of these parts of the building are going to need sufficient power. So that's why you need that additional capacity, a bigger generator, a bigger motor to support our needs.
Will this increase any of the other costs that the school already has?
No, based on the sheet I have you with the cost estimates, that was to incorporate the entire project. So these were costs that were developed by the engineering firm. So as far as I am aware, there are no additional costs.
How many square feet should we expect for this generator to provide for the school? Because I see here that you have option two is certain parts of the school, whereas option three is the entire school.
Typically, and I don't know the exact square footage of the new school, so I can't give you the exact number, but typically a school district, when you put a generator in, they're looking at what they call the life safety systems of the facility, the phone systems, the refrigerator unit where the food's located, the burglar alarm, fire alarm, sprinkler systems. That's usually what they put on a generator, because when you lose power to one of those systems, that's when it goes into the fail mode. What this is doing is that, for instance, the gymnasium, the cafeteria, for instance, the Woodbridge School has got an area for a nursing program, a daycare. So we're looking at utilizing those areas as well. What they're doing is going back and saying, okay, for these rooms that we're going to utilize, it's going to cost the additional $50,000 to put them on the system.
How long does it take to outfit a school with these generators, and would it disrupt the learning process for the students at all?
No, sir. If the way the Woodbridge project is going, it's part of the construction project. So once they open the facility this fall for students, everything will be in place. The Seaford is actually remodeling or renovating their school, and they included a generator in their renovations. So the plan is if we can get to the districts while they're doing their construction, we can alleviate that problem or inconvenience to any students. That's the whole idea behind this.
What if you get in too late for the construction aspect? What if you desire to have this school as a shelter and they're not undergoing any construction? How then would that impact?
Well, then it becomes a matter of decision for the school district. Do they want to go through that process? Do they want to go through possibly inconveniencing the students by having to do this work? We wouldn't just go in and force it on them. We'd sit down and discuss it with them and ask them how they'd like to proceed.
So for option one, mm-hmm. You'll have the on-site along with a mobile one?
Option one, the 250 kW was the original proposed generator for the school. That was at $140,000. If we chose to utilize the mobile generator to bring in to supplement it, it was going to be $35,000 more. Option two was simply to take and make the generator bigger from 250 kW to 350 for $50,000. Then there's no moving parts. We don't have to bring anything in on a trailer. We don't have to hook anything up. It's already sitting there ready to run.
With the mobile option in one, would it be specifically set aside for that school? Or is there the possibility that that mobile generator would be taken by some of the other locations?
That's one of the concerns that I have, because of the fact that the county has a large wastewater treatment area, a lot of pump stations that require emergency generators. The county has a fleet of mobile generators, but the concern is that if we're in a major disaster, we may not have a generator to take to Woodbridge. So that's why I'm leaning more towards just upgrading the existing generator on site, so I don't have to get into that logistics piece of trying to locate a generator on wheels to bring in there.
All right. In the interest of time, because lunch is fast approaching, if there are no other questions, Mr. President, if you wanted to entertain a couple of questions from the audience, I think that would be fine, and then we'll go ahead and call for the vote. So,
are there any questions in the audience?
Take two. State your name and school, please.
I'm Nicole Verasto, and I'm representing Woodbridge. Since I go to that school and we are transitioning into the new high school, would location be a problem since it is on a back road and accessibility, would that affect it at all?
We've looked at, from a flooding standpoint, the roads. Mm-hmm. We feel pretty confident that those roads will maintain. Plus, what happens is once we identify a shelter location, we work with the Department of Transportation and the other state agencies to kind of ensure we can get to the facility. So to answer your question, I can't say 100% for sure that that wouldn't happen, but we're trying to make every plan so that we can get into that facility.
I am Maz Nasir from Sussex Central High School, and my question was, if you were to install the generator, how long would it last before you needed another upgrade?
As I stated earlier, and we typically see a generator that we're utilizing lasting 20, 30 years, as long as they're maintained properly and the upkeep's up on them. So these generators aren't run 24 hours a day. So we're hoping, and I'm sure Woodbridge is that they're not going to have to replace this generator. I don't know what their intent is on building a new school in 30 years, but I'm actually a graduate of Woodbridge, so I know how long they've been talking about this. But the mindset is we could get 20, 30 years out of this generator.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Mr. President, at this point, you would see if there are any questions from your fellow members of council. If not, Mr. Thomas has a motion for your consideration, and then it would be appropriate for someone, if you agree to the motion, to say, I motion to accept that recommendation. Someone seconds, and then you call for the vote.
Any other questions? No. What is your motion?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council grant the Emergency Operations Center approval to request Homeland Security Grant Program funds that will support an emergency shelter generator at the new Woodbridge High School.
I accept that motion.
I second that motion.
We've got a motion here, and we'll flip a coin. One of them made a second, so you've got a motion and a second, Mr. President. Now you would call for the vote. Starting down the line.
I accept.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I accept.
Yes.
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 Motion passes. 8-0. And how did the real council vote?
The real council actually approved the project, just as you did. We actually have been working right alongside with Woodbridge. In fact, county administration took a site visit a few months ago where we actually walked through the facility and looked at it. So when that students move in the fall of 2014, that facility will also be identified as a shelter. And just to give you another little piece of news, we're actually in conversations with Seaford School District right now. And we've also talked with Laurel School District. Although they didn't put a generator at their new high school construction, they're talking about coming back to us later and looking at some other facilities. So we're trying to move forward with that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, this ends the last session for County Council. Thank you, everyone. And we'll go ahead and adjourn now. There may be some housekeeping items that the folks from Boys and Girls State have.
Bottles, liquid, something.